We're 12 games into the season, eighth in the table. Now, you've only won two, you've lost, I think it's five, but the games that you lost, four of them were just by one goal, so perhaps that league table is not a true reflection on things.
Yeah, I suppose. The league that it is, it's a graveyard league. But we're definitely very close. Some of the games were thrown away. You know, we could have sat back and took the draw. Some of the games we were drawing, we could have went for it. It is just the way it is. I suppose it's the first phase of the league and it's the first time you're playing the team. So you're just getting a feel for it. Our record at home is much improved though. I suppose to survive and to climb the table, your home record has to be as good as it gets. So that's an improvement and something we worked on in pre-season big time and defending. I think most of our games we only lost by a goal, if that's all. So we're a lot closer, which is big, and we stay in the game for the 90 minutes, which is really important.
And there's good camaraderie amongst the squad. The new guys seem to have settled in as well.
Yeah, they came in, they came in just before Christmas. Some of them came after Christmas. I think some of them got a bit of a shock, weather-wise and pitch-wise and all that crack. But no, definitely they're brilliant in the change room. Likewise, everybody else, it's brilliant. Dressing room, so it is. A lot of different personalities and types of players, and the bond's really strong. So no, that was very important. Now that they come in and they settled in really well.
And tell me about the season so far for you. Have you been enjoying every game?
I do, definitely. Obviously going out to represent Finn Harps is something I don't take for granted. So every time I step out there and try and be the best version of myself. Got a nice wee run of games there. It's really important that you try and stay in the team since it's such a high level. So coming off the pitch, you can be hard on yourself, or before you go on it, you can't be. It's been really enjoyable so far, and another 25 games to go, I think. So I take every game as it is, I suppose, for now, but it's not something I take for granted when I go on that.
And it's good for the club and, of course, for you, having a local man in the team.
Definitely. Would have went to all the games, I suppose, when I was younger. I have a lot of relations and stuff that represented Harps, and I have Shawnee there with me at the minute, who's my cousin. So I suppose it's in the family, and it's something we really thrive on, is supporting Finn Harps and now playing for them, which is great. Yeah.
And Cork, pretty much everyone reckons will win the league and probably will win it with a little bit to spare. But aside from them, who has impressed you most so far?
I suppose it's kind of hard. There's a couple of teams that we probably would have had our eye on before the season started. I suppose Wexford being one of them, just by the players they brought in. It's really hard to get a proper look at teams until you probably play them again. You know, as I said earlier, most games, if we did lose, we only lost by a goal. So we're not far away from any teams. You know, you'd like to think them teams were thinking about us at the start of the year as well. So we don't go in with the mindset that anybody's better than us, definitely not. The Cork one, that's kind of, every time a team comes down, they're very close to going up again. So it's not that you leave Cork out of the race. When you do play them, you make it as hard as you can, which we did. And we'll do the same when we go down to Turner's Cross, because they're in our league for a reason as well. So any team at all that comes up, we give it 100% and try and take 3 points off them.
And talking of training, Kevin McHugh said at the press conference here this week that you've moved from the Astro back to the grass, so we have had dreadful weather pretty much the first part of the season. How do you find that adjustment?
To be honest, it benefits our team in a way. It probably benefits 95% of it. I suppose with the Astro situation, it's the weather, it's the country, but it's fine in summer where you can actually train. Like, you know, there's a lot of pitches that are grass that wouldn't survive if we trained on it three or four times a week, you know what I mean? So the Astros, it's a good thing to have. And yeah, we've moved on to grass now, which is very good.